Hey, thanks for joining me. I'm Gabbin Gale, and this is a Gale Foley Show where I interview people sharing their success stories and their passion, inspiring you on your journey to success. And in between interviews, I'll share motivational moments, always cheering you on as you achieve your mission. So be sure to subscribe to my channel, The Gale Foley Show, and hit me up on Twitter at Gale Foley, hashtag Gabbin Gale. So speaking of Gabbin, let's get on with it. Hey, Gabbin Gale here. Man, I can't believe my hair. I have had, you know, some people have a bad hair day. I'm having a bad hair month, I swear. Anyway, then I go and put on the headset, which squashes down all the stuff I've been struggling to fix. Anyway, it's going to be a short little podcast today. I want to talk about the oops and hopefully a rewind. Do you ever find yourself saying or doing something that you went, oh, why did I do that? Oops, can I rewind it? I frequently point the remote control at my husband trying to rewind him, but that doesn't work. But what I have found is that not only do I do silly things that I regret, but so do people I know. For example, yesterday I was posting on a Facebook group, and I really wasn't quite sure how I wanted to phrase something. I wrote it, looked at it, went, nah. Well, by the time I clicked the edit button, somebody had already liked it. I'm like, how can that possibly be? I just now went, clicked, enter. So then I edited it again. I just couldn't get my thoughts together on this particular reply that I wanted to do. And so I kept rewinding, kept doing, oops, I don't want to say it that way. Oops, I want to rewind. Or have you ever posted something and you go, okay, was that a share or was that a brag? I was just talking to a friend of mine and she was telling me how this one couple just does nothing but brag on the different social medias, and it just gets so old and get so tiring that you never want to see their names up and you try to hide them and somehow they get unhidden and then they're in your face again. So I sort of sat back and looked at something that I posted recently. I went, wow, I was so excited about what I shared that I never thought of it as bragging until I woke up this morning and I went, huh, I wonder if other people think that I was bragging. Just like I get this incredible testimonial from a good friend of mine that I've asked his permission to post this testimonial on my website, blast it out there on post. He says, hey, post away. And then I go, huh, is that bragging or sharing? And then I think about it, I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. If you're up on the Olympic stand and accepting a gold medal, silver medal, bronze medal, whoa, is that bragging or is that accepting or is that just playing so excited you can't stand it? You got to tell the world. So those are the things that came about yesterday for me. And then I had a friend that her and I have been going back and forth through Google+, through the circles. And I noticed when I replied to her the one time, in the reply box, there was a little faint word that says share publicly. I didn't think too much about it. So I replied. When her response came back, I thought, you know, I'm not comfortable with share publicly. These are some important things that we're saying back and forth, and I'm not really sure that I want to share that with all of the circle. So I took the conversation out of there and I went directly to direct email to her and I told her why. I said, I'm still learning Google+ and the circles of friends, and I know that when I post things, I'll go in there and I'll see this whole barrage of things that people are posting, and I haven't seen a lot of that because I don't have it set that way or whatever. Well, she replied back to me last night all like, oh my goodness, I had no idea. that that was going out to everybody on my list in my friends and my circles and my acquaintances. And she was mortified and immediately deleted all of that email correspondence between her and I. And I wrote her back and she said she was sort of sick about it. And I said, you know, I understand that. It's one of those oops and you'd like to do a rewind, but it's out there. It's just like an email that you write and you accidentally click send and you're not done. And the way you've left it is like, what? That's not what I meant. It's sort of like those thumbsy, clumsy thumbsies that go out on your text messages. They're like, whoa, that's not the word I wanted to use. So, you know, I assured her that in a lot of cases that people, especially if it's a long email, I know a lot of people, and myself included, I scan. And there was only maybe one or two things in there that she said that somebody might have taken note of, but nothing that really was going to be a problem. But it made me realize that I needed to share a message with everyone listening that we need to be extremely careful about what we post, what we message, and how we say things. Years ago, when I first got on the internet, I got involved with a company that totally did nothing but internet marketing. The people that came on board as affiliates, I don't know that we were called distributors, could market it and sell it, and it would all be sent through the company. Of course, a lot of things are done that way now, but this was very new back then. And the person that got me involved decided to be our self-appointed leader and did things that were really conflict for me. She would get us involved in this particular company, and then she'd go off and get involved in another one. And this one time, she promised, absolutely, I don't know what the word I want to use. She just absolutely said no way would she do anything else. She'd stay totally focused on this project of ours. And that's the promise she made. Well, it wasn't probably even a week later, she's out there marketing something else. I literally was furious. I was disappointed. I was like, wow. And I sat down and I blasted out an email to her that I just probably would peel the paint off if you look back on it. And I had never met this person in person. It was just an internet thing. But she just really messed everybody up because we were trying to do one thing. She's off doing a zillion other things. We had all promised to meet up at a networking event. There were about seven of us. And I was originally scheduled to room with this woman. And I said, somebody's got to switch with me. There's no way that I can room with this woman. She has no integrity. She lies through her teeth. She has no commitment to this group. I do not want to hang out with her. And when I wrote the email to her telling her how I felt, she blasted me back with how dare I, blah, blah, blah. Well, the posture and the anger in that email was so, you could almost reach out and touch it. We ended up going to the event and she was such, it turned out she had lots and lots of issues and stayed in her room with migraines. She was one of these people that just loved attention. And so she continued to travel through life trying to get someone's attention. And her means of getting that was not a leadership way. But it made me realize that the tone of emails can be so misconstrued because I took hers as anger right back because I knew that's where I was coming from. She thought she was explaining herself to me. So if there ever had been a moment for us to reconcile our differences and maybe become friends and move past that, we're completely destroyed with our email correspondence. The same thing goes with someone that posts something inappropriate on Facebook. There's someone that I can't explain exactly who it is on this, but one day she'll be posting about God and Jesus and all the love she has in the world. And the next day, the blue smoke is coming off the screen because she's using every foul word in the dictionary to express her anger and disappointment over something. Totally, it's like watching a schizophrenic. I don't know. It's just like two different people coming out of it. But it makes me very uncomfortable to see this stuff. So a lot of times I just blank it out. So, you know, you can unfollow people, and sometimes that's the best choice. But my caution to you today is just remember there isn't an oops and a rewind on there. I went to, and in person as well, I went to a women's group last night that I hadn't been to for a long time. And you get to stand up and give your elevator speech. Well, I've been doing elevator speeches now for, oh my goodness, I've been here 20 years before that. Okay, we won't go there. But anyway, it was like I wished I could have rewound and said some more stuff because I left out some of the most important stuff that I really wanted to share. I wanted to let everybody know that my podcast is also about sharing people's success stories, and it's not necessarily the people that are at the top. Everybody has a success story, and I don't care what size of success story it is. Those are the people that I want to interview. And so in every situation, whether it's in person or via our social media, we need to sort of orchestrate in our head first sometimes how we respond. I have learned when I got into sales, I was forced into learning the skill of listening. And I will share with you that if you learn nothing else in the world, in your business career, in your family life, in any particular part of the world that you exist in, learn how to listen. One new Twitter follower posted a quote by Peter Drucker that was about hearing. And I wrote back, I said, yeah, hearing is powerful, but listening is the key. You can hear things, but if you're not listening, you've just lost out big time. Here's how I was woke up to the importance of listening. I was on a sales call, and I was sitting there with my potential client, and I asked him a very important question. And then while he was answering me, I was forming my next question in my head. Have you ever done that? When he stopped talking, it caught me off guard because I was still somewhere else in my head. I was so totally embarrassed and ashamed of myself because here I was trying to find out how I could help him, and I really wasn't even paying attention to his answer. From that day forward, I made myself a promise that when I ask someone a question, that I listen to the answer. And maybe that's why I'm where I'm at right now as a person that loves to interview people, because I love asking questions and I love hearing the answers. But when you're doing things in a written form, before you click the send button, before you click the post button, before you click the tweet button, before you pin it on Pinterest, take a real serious look at how you're saying what you're saying. And I would recommend totally, wholeheartedly, if you are not in a good place responding to something that's made you mad, draft it, put it in drafts, and leave it there for a while. Don't respond in that emotional framework, because the way that it's received on the other end may not be how you meant it to come across. I cannot tell you how many times I will get an email. I got one not too long ago that was directing me to a page. And when I got to that page, I was a little surprised because it wasn't what I expected it to be. And my first reaction was, oh, well, how dare they? And I thought, well, wait a minute. Maybe I didn't do something that would have made that different. And sure enough, it was on my end, not their end. But I stopped, and I reframed how I approached it. I asked a question instead of jumping all over that person. So the value of asking a question, listening for the answer, will sometimes help you not have the oops and the need to rewind. And unfortunately, most things on the internet, I found, you know, people say there are ways to cancel an email. Well, if there is, I haven't found it yet. The message to my husband when I'm mad, I haven't found how to erase that yet either. So I'm learning not to do that either. So text messages are the same thing. I'll get, you know, when I get a long text message, I just stop right there and I pick up the phone because it's like, oh, I can't respond to that, because when you get done, it's like 3, 4, 5 inches on that screen. And you're like, man, I could have done that in 2 seconds. Plus, I'm not really good with my thumbs. I sort of do a finger thing. I watch the kids with their thumbs flying on their keyboards on those phones. I have to develop that skill. I don't know about you guys, but I do have some very clumsy thumbsies. Some of the weird things that come out. So that's my cautionary tale to you today, is just be very, very aware of what you're saying, how you're saying it, and then go forward with it. But words are very powerful. Don't put something out there that you will regret. Don't have sleepless nights or gnawing stomach because you said something that, wow, did they know that's what I meant? I didn't mean that. And I come to you from somebody that's had many oops and many rewinds and a lot of the rewinds. I got to tell you a really funny story. Oh, this is hysterical. I was in sixth grade and I had a crush on this boy. And I already had a boyfriend. So I wrote one boy a note saying I was going to break up with him. And I wrote a note to the other boy that I wanted to be his girlfriend. And I got the note switched. Talk about needing to rewind. Wow. I haven't thought about that for a long time. Mortified. I'm surprised I'm still here to live to tell about it. But those things happen. So I thought it would be a good subject to share with you today so that I can maybe help you avoid some of those lovely little pitfalls that we fall into and make your day much more brighter. And you can sort of say, do I want to rewind? Do I want to oops? Or do I want to make sure I revise before I click that send button? So have an absolutely over-the-top day, and we will talk again tomorrow. Whoops, silly me. I forgot to remind you that if you are in any way interested in doing your own podcast, I just met a lady last night that is doing a podcast, and it's on teaching people technology. And I suggested that she do a podcast directed to women and technology, teaching ladies things that we sometimes stumble across and go, what? So she is going to be tapping into that. So if you are so inclined to venture into this wonderful way of connecting with people, you can go to my website, thegailfoleyshow.com, and at the bottom, you'll see that my page is sponsored by Podcasting Systems. You click on there. That's one of my mentors that I've learned from. I also am learning from a gentleman, and very soon I'll have his course on there as well. I believe people learn differently from different people. So I've learned from a woman and now I'm learning from a man. I take the different perspectives and the different things they share with me. I sift it and then I sort of come up with my own thing. So I want to give you those options as well. So, and also, you know, if you want to see my bad hair day or bad hair month, you can also subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's Gail Foley. Simple and sweet. So now I will bid you adieu that I remembered to bring that little mini commercial to you so that you can do what I'm doing if you so choose. Okay? All righty. Bye-bye.
All right, that's a wrap on today's show. Remember, let's connect on Twitter at Gail Foley, hashtag GabandGail. And remember, you can visit thegailfoleyshow.com to subscribe to my channel so you won't miss a single inspirational moment. And please remember to share this with all your social media connections so that we can spread the word on something that might help someone else in their journey to success. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Gab and Gail asking you to do me one big favor. Pass on a smile today. It's contagious, you know. You'll make a difference in someone's life. Bye-bye.